current daf masechta Babasa daf ayin beis again the alaf again tesim asta begins the gemara veselon shebeneim and he also is makdish the trees that are between them. Says Taisa, "Gugin the struck, like for example, like the barren trees, and Rishum Eisin the lones, because those trees like Cheshvin Lahud Tzufin, that doesn't make it consecutive, because then the Rosa wouldn't be considered as the appropriate Asavah LeBeisa, because it's too much, as we say when it's Pachas Mekan, because the Kimin Shein Tainim Peiris, because since they don't carry fruits, Emdim Liakar, they're standing to be uprooted Tfeim and Hashar more than the rest. Can I mean Mamechaz Asvina?" Like the Gemara says in Perek Merchas Asvina, the Pegim on the base, Hoy Ores Beineim Mahu Vuchulu Amalei Kani Pirish Lechash Ritzufin. That's not considered as if it's all tightly together, and therefore it's part of the karka and is makdash together. In this test, Master begins the Gemara B'shita. Rather, it's obvious. Leave the Rabbanan. Ksaver and the old Kiyach and the Meicher Vuchulu, just like the Meicher's Bain Ra, so too. Is makdash nami, but says Taisus avokir bekiva lematzel lemokma. But according to bekiva, that you can't explain it. The kiva the nachas line yafa b'meicher, because if someone's generous with mechira islan lemeima, so then really we should say the makdash ba'ein yafa tfei makdash, that when your makdash is even going to be more, so it wouldn't be the equivalent. But now that he holds a rabbanan, loy nachdi klal b'mechel ayin yafa, that when you sell, you're not generous at all. It's b'ayin ra. So I say, but the less the hekdesh nami ayin yafa. So it makes sense why my hekdesh is not going to be generous. But if mechira is, and hekdesh has to be more than that, so then it would make sense that he's only according to the rabbanan. Next test, master begins to get the mechir ayin ra, mechir, and the fact that when someone sells begrudgingly, makdesh nami ayin ra makdesh. So when someone is also makdish, is also going to be v'ayindra. A perish of Benishmol explains the parchal Rav Huna. The Gemara's question is on Rav Huna. Dam al Rabban, he said according to Rabban, and as we said in the previous episode, the Mishai Karkabad the Ilan, that you leave over land also with the trees you're leaving for yourself. The Achashkach, but here we find the Bishimin, so Bishimin holds Kirabban on Bafalach, and even so, the Mishai Karka. No, you don't leave over the property Kisha Mishai Karb when you leave over cabbage tree, because the Kama, he says, the Yankim is on the Hektish, it's nurturing from the Hektish field. Now, the other Kama, then what does the Gemara respond when it goes to Amin Beis El Akasha, Pirish? What the Gemara means to say is that the Kasha Lech Rav Shimon Rav Huna, instead of asking Rav Shimon Rav Huna, takes Lech Rav Shimon Rav Shimon Gufei, ask Rav Shimon himself. Hechem Otz L'meim Karabban Hakas Elik Darban, and I is a steer from what he said in the previous stuff. That's what Rashbam explains. So instead of attainment to one that could have L'meimer, the wording of the Gemara shouldn't really be Kasha. Should have said, as the Rashbam explains, L'tamech according to your reasoning. That's question number one. But more because the Mikorah Baruch originally the Gemara asked, Yikar Rabbanav like Darbanan, oh Pshita, obviously the Mashiach Karkabad Elonis. Lizraya, of course you're leaving over the property with the trees to plant. So, and now Vahashtabach, now the Gemara asked to the Rabbanan, that according to Rabbanan, Namid L'Mishayah Karka, that you're also not leaving over the land? The heart of Shimon Karabban is really, because you think of Shimon like the Rabbanan, but the Gemara held so obvious the other way. So, when you're in the Yitzchak, rather appears to the read, the Leib Parich L'Rabbun Akhlaat. Now, the Gemara's question on Rabbun at all. I'll drop it to the contrary. Bolakim Dvarav Rishayim is coming to validate his original words. How do I mean in this that he said that the Gemara said, I feel Rabbi Kiva is even according to Rabbi Kiva? Bachakam, and this is what the Gemara is saying. Well, Mimit says, Mokman Rabbi Shimon Kiva, could you say that Rabbi Shimon is like Rabbi Kiva? Bachakam Rabbi Shimon Kiva, obviously Rabbi Shimon is like Rabban. Well, Rabban, Pshid Mashai Ara, and according to Rabban, it's obvious that you leave over the land, like we said before. If that's the case, then Tikshu Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Shimon. Because they come Rabbi Shimon, how could Rabbi Shimon say the Yankim is stay hektish, that is nurturing in the field of hektish? What do you mean? According to Rabban, it's not Sade hektish. Ela Kach, like obviously, then Reb Shimon Devarim the Rabbanan come. Obviously, he's going according to the Rabbanan is what he's saying his words. From Kinnim, that's the case. As a Shabbat, Namiha Rav Huna, then okay, now it also works out this that Rav Huna that it said the Kama that he's saying Avafel Reb Kiva Vuchulu the Asi Mos Rav Huna Avafel Reb Kiva, that now yeah Rav Huna is even according to Reb Kiva because according to him Nami Le Devarim the Rabbanan come that it was going according to the words Rabbanan. Hold on, and this the Gemara says Velikasha, but what it means to say is Velikasha Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon, and Umaymish and Umaymishani. Now, Varashba Pirush, the Rashba explains, the Leparach El Rav Huna. No, the question is only on Rav Huna. He loved Rav Huna because of not Rav Huna, Lakashimid Rav Shimon Rav Shimon. That there wouldn't be any difficulty Rav Shimon on Rav Shimon. El Rav Shimon Amr Rav Huna, only because Rav Huna says, Di Nafli Hadash Asluhu. That his halacha is that, what does it mean you get the karka? That if the tree falls, that you can plant it again. Who the kasha on the Rav Shimon? That's why we have a steer in Rav Shimon. The key in the sub Rav Shimon, but since we said the Rav Shimon is like Rabbana, and if that's the case, Leon can be stay hektish. So like we said, it's not nurturing in front of hektish. But if you say the nafli loy hadish asalu, meaning without Rav Huna, you say that when it falls, you cannot replant it. So then there's not a difficulty. Avagav the Rav Shimon Rabbana become makom Leon can be stay hektish. Still, it's nurturing from hektish because the key in the nafli. Since when it falls, Chala Hektish Me'elab, so Hektish takes effect by itself. Stomba the Mil says, then we presume the Daita Shekachu, Chara Vesadin Ba'adi Karka. That, okay, so you're going to consider the Chara Vesadin with the Karka, because anyway, it's not going to be always yours. Behind the covenant, so the Gemara says, Velikasha claim, in other words, Larav Huna. According to Rav Huna, Dhamma, that he says, Enough Allah Deshaslu, that if it falls, you can replant it. Hadukush Laduchte, now the question goes back to its place. I might come to Rav Shimon, Hove Yonka mistake this. Why is he saying there's no room to fill the Hektish? It's how do we understand that? But according to Rav Huna, it's not from Stay Hakdish because you could continue replanting. It's yours. Next test must begin with the Gemara Mashai Ara. But Rav Shimon holds that just like you do Mechiba in Ram, Makdir Osna or Mashai Ara. Now, Pirsha Ben Shmuel, and Shmuel explains the Lugger Sinale not to have the Girsa of Mashai Ara. Because he says it sounds like that the Gemara is asking Rav Shimon and Rav Shimon, and because here we say it's Ba'in Ra, and there he says, and that's why it's Mishayar Gabi Makdish. And before it says Loishayar. That's not true. The Gemara is asking under Puna. Says Tayyis Balchinim Pirishkin. It's for nothing that he said this. Because the Menoli does Sabbath Bain Ra Makdish. How else would you know that he holds Bain Ra Makdish? Which is the question that we're asking on Rav Huna. Ilav, if not from a Haidik Tani that we learned, Bezah Chazeh, that when it's one after another, Loihikdish Karka, that you didn't sanctify the ground, behind Mishayar, and that's what means that you're leaving over the land. Now, the Maid, the preacher, number Cheskid Badin, this is what we explain on David Laman Zayin, based, Bechiach, it proved the Ba'ayin Ra Makdish that he sanctified with begrudgingly, but like Ketonim Bereshiv, in the fact that you learn the Reshiv, the Paida, Bechiza Paida, that you redeem and then you go back and redeem again. Yisla Farash Nami, you could explain the Mashiach, our claim, what does that mean to say? The Pshit Allah, it's obvious to the Rabban, the Kurban, the Mashiach that you leave over. So, Bechiach, Mashiach, and El, how did Mashiach say previously, to learn Mashiach that you're not leaving anything out. In other words, Taisus in the Vlam Zayin of Beis, the Maschal Macha, had explained that the Gemara proves from the Braisa, the Pinyin Shimon, that Harina Makdish Bain Ra Makdish. The fact that in the case when you Makdish three trees one after the other, you redeem the ground and the trees with it, because they're included in Sadar Karka. You don't have to redeem the trees and their value and the Karka with its value. So you explain Mashiach Ara, that is, since obvious that he's Makdish Bain Ra, Pashim is far that someone sells karka and he leaves over a tree, he's leaving over himself the ground that he needs for the tree according to Shit Rabbanan. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu have said before that you're not being Mashiach the karka.